Hello, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of
Live from the Lair.
And today I am going to go over hate mail or negative hate comments. I have a file of them, and every now and again I pull them out to do an episode. Now, this particular one, she's accusing me of hatred. And we all know how hatred operates. I talk about it in my book, The Warrior's Way, Soldier Soul. If you operate in a hate mindset, at best, you will think and operate in one dimension, meaning anyone who is calm can outmaneuver you with little to no difficulty.
I'm guessing she's, what's the medical term? Upset.
She starts off with, "You need to stop preaching your hate to the world. You are destroying our country and brainwashing our men to hate women."
25-year-old females are usually completely rational. They're rocks, really.
Know anyone who could use a good ass chewing?
I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
But what if you could get that message delivered by an authentic drill instructor who spent 33 years in the Army?
Ha ha ha!
You asked for it. For just $35, you can get a customized knife hand ass chewing for a person of your choice straight from the Popster.
I think you aren't even good enough to whiff the farts from a dog's ass!
And monthly supporters of the regiment receive a $10 discount.
I am hard, but I am fair!
Use the Cash App code on the screen to send your donation along with notes on the person whose ass needs chewing. And the Popster will handle the rest.
So, shut the fuck up!
Let's attack this title you give me called Hate. I myself have seen with my own eyes the end of the road for hatred, and it was in a mass grave. Is there anyone out there that I would like to see placed into the dirt? Very few people.
What must be what?
And all of them egregiously wronged me. Other than that, I don't hate women. I don't hate most other people at all. You should probably replace that word hatred with severe dislike or disdain or something like that. But what I am doing does not raise to the level of hatred.
I hate you!
A house divided cannot stand. Well, she's pulling out a quote from Abraham Lincoln. I was first introduced to your content several years back when my friend was dumped after several year relationship with her ex. Her ex started watching your material approximately, was it several months? So we'll say anywhere from 1 to 4 months prior to this happening. I myself cannot seem to find my LTR, my long-term relationship. All I get is sex and stood up. And the worst part is, you have now influenced the men in my age bracket to do the same thing you are. I cannot wait until they shut you up. Down.
First time.
I have nothing to do with the state of our culture here in the West. Feminism has gone absolutely batshit crazy, in my opinion. They have now gone to the great lengths of demanding equal outcome, which is a roundabout way of saying communism or socialism. We've already paid attention to those lessons, at least we should have, during the 20th century, between 1901 and 1999, hundreds of millions of people were put to the sword, starved, and what have you. They have taken over the courts to the point where it is no longer a secret that they are so stacked against men. It is not even worth their time to show up. 85% of the time, no matter what, the woman will get custody of those children, the man will be turned into a wage slave. Of course, you know, you just can't take the children away, you got to give them some visitation, because that's the verbiage they use in most states. And he gets to see his kids every other weekend and maybe 4 hours during the week. Well, those don't really count. We all know that's bull crap. So you are asking the men of today to become fathers for 92 hours a month. Well, guess what? It's not working anymore. This has been going on for three generations now. We've seen our fathers and grandfathers, and in some rare cases, our great-grandfathers get their clocks cleaned in divorce court. On top of this fact, you can look at several studies. Some of them are 65%. Some of them are all the way up to 80, 90% of divorces are filed by women. Most of the time, the man is caught completely off guard. So what does that tell me? That these women plan, they scheme, they connive for a couple years prior before they drop the hammer on them. And then most of the time, because lawyers get involved, his reputation will be dragged through the mud. There may or may not be accusations of physical and or sexual abuse, which is usually an automatic win for the women. And if it is found out to be unfounded, because they don't say it's a lie unless she admits it, there is no negative outcome for the woman to make these claims.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
Now, if I was a financial planner and you came to me and you had a decent, tidy sum of money and you wanted me to, say, give you some ideas of where to put that money, and I come up with a really good idea, but there's a 50% chance you lose half of your investment and then have to maintain a debt for 18 to 21 years or perhaps the rest of your life after said investment falls apart. If you had two brain cells rubbing around in your skull, you would immediately stand up, leave my establishment, flipping me the bird on the way out. All I am doing is educating the young men of the world to the exact dangers they face. And I provide evidence to said dangers all the time in all of my videos. And the sources are usually all there. In fact, I make it a point to do this over the past 10 years. Because when I get bullshit comments or emails like this, it's usually something to blame and shame me or tell me how I'm wrong and try to prove that with some emotional metaphysical argument. They never come up with the facts, because there are no facts on their side when you look at the bare, brutal numbers out there. And here's another statistic that you really can't find bounce around on the internet. I have been studying veteran suicide roughly since 2008, 2009. And every time I would hear of a veteran who committed suicide or a serviceman who committed suicide, I would usually try to track it down on the internet and get the eulogy or a write-up on the person's life or death or incident. And in 70% of the cases, they had a contact with either divorce court or family court within 5 years of their self-deletion. And I would love to see Big Daddy government get off their ass and actually do a study in these numbers that's not biased to prove this fact, because from my observation, it is pretty goddamn grim. And you speak of hatred. By using the word hate, you're implying that I'm evil. Well, depending upon your perspective or your interactions with me the past 55 years, you might have a case for that. But current year, I'm retired. I am sorry you can't seem to find a man. You keep getting stood up on, plowed out and abandoned. It's not my concern. I have nothing to do with that. Women and feminism have set the tempo for the sexual marketplace, and we men are just taking advantage of the rules that you put in place, or the lack of rules. Because at the end of the day, no matter what you do, Men are in charge of the relationships, and women are in charge of sex. That's a simple fact. So please do me a favor, reword this email, taking out the word hate.
You keep using the word. I do not think it means what you think it means.
Please give me some evidence in regards to things I've done or said that are hateful. And we can further this discussion down the road. So.